tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, when we talk working moms and stay-at-home moms, both face unique challenges, and that's what we want to touch on today. Ultimately, both parts involve significant emotional and physical demands, and the easier option depends on the individual circumstances and priorities. And so that's what we're going to be discussing today and guiding us in this conversation about motherhood. This is our Life Matters segment here on the Maranatha Drive. We'll have Shepherdess Namushi Mutoya, and we want to invite you as well to share your thoughts, your comments with us here as we go into this conversation. What's your take on these two, options, if you will, or manifestations of motherhood, those who are working and those who stay at home? And sometimes I've heard people think that people who are staying at home as mothers are lazy, or they've failed in life and they're not career women. And you know, people come home from wherever they have been. Hey, so what do you do the whole day if you're a stay-at-home mom? It's like, you feel like, hey, I can lay hands on you and just discipline a bit, because clearly that's such an uninformed question. And so we want to be having a discussion where we bring out these matters to the fore. We invite you to join in this conversation. +27 73 470 3520. That's the number that you can get in touch with us on right here on the Maranatha Drive. But for now, let's get into our discussion. Shepherdess Namushi Mutoya joining us on the line. Ma'am, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
No, doing okay, ma'am. And your side?
I'm doing very well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us and the listeners regarding this profound concept in our Life Matters issue, motherhood, right? It's quite a massive job and responsibility. I think one author even pointing on that this is the greatest responsibility that God has given mankind, idea of raising human beings. Whew, it's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, we appreciate you for coming through and willing to assist us. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's really quite a lot, a great responsibility.
Now, Shepherdess, maybe let's start with looking at those who are working, the mothers who have to mother but still go to work. What are some of their most common challenges that they face?
They face quite a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with the first one. I think it's that one of having work and life balance. They have to go for work. Some of them may be in senior management. They have some roles, mm-hmm. responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't have some roles and responsibilities, work is just demanding. So to strike that balance can be a challenge. And so they experience high levels of time pressure. Mm-hmm. They want to be perfect at home. They want to be a superwoman, a superwife at home, and they want to achieve all their roles at their workplace. That is not something that is very, very easy. And so you find them living with a lot of guilty. Maybe they have some small children, even if they are teenagers. All children are children. They need their mothers with some traditional expectations. They ask, they say, am I really doing my best as a mother? Am I doing my best at the workplace? And especially when you find them missing out on family moments where they can't create sometimes quality time for the family, if they are fast and they are out there working. And to a mother, that can be a little bit challenging. So where they fail to find some flexibility, it can be quite stressing for a mother. And so you find having a lot of stress, and maybe also some of them, they fail to sleep in the moment of saying, let me rush and do this. Mm-hmm. They have quite a lot that goes on with them.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, no, that is so true. That is so true. Maybe a question that maybe somebody might be asking here is, can an ambitious woman still be a good present mother? Does one have to choose a motherhood or career? Can they have both?
I think we can say one can choose at certain times, depending on how crucial your work is, but it's also possible to balance. But I wouldn't say really the work-life balance can be achieved satisfactorily. I think it comes to a level of maybe prioritizing certain things, and also depending on what time of my life am I in. Am I having a small baby? Am I going to maybe let go of certain responsibilities, not maybe pursue a lot of educational programs so that at that particular time, I can be able to focus on this small baby that I have until a point when they've grown. So
okay.
It's the work-life balance, but I think we can also call it, it's a matter of prioritizing. But when it's going on, definitely you find one place will suffer, either the work will suffer or the motherhood will suffer. But we reach a certain level of balance. It's possible to reach a certain level of balance, but it can be 100%, 100%. It cannot be.
Maybe let's perhaps look at it from a technical perspective, maybe. Pros and cons, maybe talk to us about that so that maybe the listener can say, okay, I hear you, there's positives, yeah, but are they all negatives? I don't know. Pros and cons of working moms?
We start with the pros of a working mom. I think one of them is that they have increased financial stability. They have a salary to themselves, and they find themselves buying what they want. They can make some financial decisions. Somehow, I think if you're earning money, you can also contribute. You can make some decisions. People can listen to you because they know you're going to bring money. It's not always, but I think there's a higher chance of that happening. And this woman can be able to have improved the academic, both for herself and the children, because when the mother is working, there's a way they can also support their children, go to school. Know that a woman who doesn't work doesn't do that, but I think the percentages are higher when the mother is working. Sometimes it's viewed as though if a woman doesn't really have a formal job, it's as though she doesn't do anything. I've even heard some husbands say, oh, for me, my wife doesn't do anything. She just stays at home. It's as though she just sleeps or she just watches television or she doesn't do anything completely. But it's just the way it is perceived when a woman is not working. So she can prepare for tomorrow. If, let's say, the spouse dies, they can know what to do. But going to the challenges, I think that's what I talked about of them having this pressure in life, feeling guilty that they are working and missing out certain moments in the family and trying to find balance, ever feeling like they're not, you know, coping with time, finding some, they're not in control of their life, starting to find some self-care, and that can be a little bit stressful. So both of it has its positives and its negatives. We just have many to see how to balance that.
And maybe let's then quickly talk about the stay-at-home moms, because maybe somebody might then think this is the best thing. If you're a stay-at-home mom, then you're the best mother there is.
Interesting enough, I think I've had an advantage of being in, at one time I'm as a stay-at-home mom, another time I'm working. You find that they both have advantages and disadvantages. You talk about a stay-at-home, there are issues of exhaustion with the kids. It's not easy. And children will just come and say, "Mommy, are you home?" They want their mother to be home, and there's a way they want to stick around mom. They have some financial limitations due to maybe depending on one salary. On the other hand, two salaries, they can do better.
True.
But these days, they are saying the future is female. So female also tend to have these good jobs.
And that's true.
So that to sometimes... the man who is working may not be making much. So when they are supporting each other, that can be a little bit better. So the father may struggle to maintain and to support the family with the income that they are earning as a sole contributor. And they may also feel like they're being taken for granted by the husband, or because they can't have money, maybe they are failing to really account for every money on how it's going. Not that it's being misused, but sometimes, you know, money slips through your hands without you really knowing. And feeling like they are not utilizing their gifts as a career woman is doing. Imagine you're in the same class with this person and you see them, they're soaring, they're the doctor,
or you
may be doing your papers. That can be a challenge. So even to the stay-home mom, it has a lot of disadvantages, but they have advantages as well of a stay-at-home mom. They have time to be with the children. They can be an effective homemaker. They can find time to be with friends. They can get together with other women. They can do their home chores very, very well. They can find time to read. They can maximize their gifts. They can teach their children spiritual issues. Not that the career woman doesn't, but this is a woman who is ever with the children. So they are seeing the child as they develop. They have time to go out with the children. So they are really in charge of their time. And they are satisfied with motherhood. They get all the satisfaction. And it can be quite interesting. Sure. It can be quite interesting.
Yeah, I know it can. And you made this mention about how sometimes the challenge is to think that perhaps these stay-at-home mothers are not as fulfilled. They missed out on their calling, doctors and CEOs and you name it. Are those misconceptions? Maybe talk to us a bit about that, to say sometimes we think stay-at-home moms are and actually they're not.
There are, in fact, a lot of misconceptions around the stay-at-home mom. Sometimes the stay-at-home mom is viewed as being lazy.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have much to do, but being at home can be taxing. There's a lot to do, but no one gets to see what you are doing. Others can report on the data they've done, the achievements they've done. But for you, you are cleaning the house, keeping the place. It seems like it's just something that is walk over. And they sometimes they can be seen as being bored. You know, they can be seen like they are bored. There are people who may be seen like they don't care about their careers. And they are just considered as just being mom. She's just a mother. She's just nothing else.
Ish.
And others tend to think that they are feminist. So there are a lot of misconceptions. And people just feel like if you want anything to be done, go to this one. She has nothing to do. At least give her something to do. So people are ever throwing responsibilities. And for them to try to prove that I'm also doing something, they may end up accepting so much, and that can power them with a lot of work.
Yeah. I like how you bring across these points to say, actually, what we thought we knew, maybe we have just been proving our ignorance right on these matters, that, hey, there's so much more to it than that. Maybe let's consider these stay-at-home moms a bit longer, ma'am, if you don't mind. How can they navigate their way around the challenges that sometimes creep in, especially as the kids are at school, you know, in that school-going age, and they are away from home, the bark of the day, and they're just here at home alone, making sure that the home is in order? How can they navigate some of those issues such as loneliness, a loss of identity? Maybe they are also themselves struggling with these misconceptions to say, is it meaning my sacrifice was after the kids are done, empty nest, right? And then you realize, wait a minute, I don't have anything to show for my life. Yes, when you look at the kids, they are well grown and everything is happening and they're living their lives, but they feel like they don't know who they are anymore. Their life was centered around these kids. How can they navigate these issues? You know, things such as being unappreciated. People think, no, because I'm the one working, I bring in money, therefore I'm the important one in the house. Sometimes it happens and they forget that, hey, this one has left everything for your children. Talk to us a bit about that.
Sure. It can be a challenge, and loneliness is real with the stay-at-home moms, loss of identity and feeling unappreciated. It's quite a real thing. So we are saying, if you are at that point where you're feeling lonely and you feel like, who am I? It could be a time for you to start, you to go through the self-discovery. Rediscover yourself. The fact that you're no longer with doesn't mean everything about you hasn't changed. You are still the same person that would put in so much in work. You are still the same person that would make some organizations be successful, especially where I think it's quite worse for the women that were working and are no longer working. Sometimes you may really feel like you've lost it all. It's just moments of life that change. And it's good to remind ourselves that this too will pass. It's just a moment of life. Maybe I've just chosen to take care of a child at that particular time. So what do you need to do? Build a support network. You can't do life alone. Find the other moms, connect, go to events and participate. Try to check through yourself. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are your pleasurable activities? What are some of the things that you enjoy doing? What are the things that bring me pleasure? Is it baking a cake? Is it just reaching out to a friend? Is it encouraging someone? Is it visiting patients? Is it whatever it is? Find yourself and do those activities that give you pleasure, your pleasurable activities. And you also schedule some regular social time to connect with friends and to connect with family. Because tomorrow when you are working, you cannot even have this time. So it's a time to reach out, If you have a church announcing someone has a patient, reach out to help them, attend the funeral, and be a blessing in the community. And before you know it, you get busy again. So you could go to those activities you enjoy, the reading, the walking. And you can also monetize your skills. If you plant flowers, if you bake, monetize your skills and make money whilst at home. That is very, very possible. So we want you to prioritize self-care. Yeah. We want you also to set boundaries. Get to know your limits. Don't just take in anything that is given to you. And if the worst comes to the worst, you could seek professional help to be helped, because mental health issues tend to come in at that moment as well.
All righty. I think some practical advice that mothers can use in their spaces right there, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and as you took us through these very important subjects and considerations for mothers, both stay at home and working, we want to appreciate you. Your final thoughts on this subject that you want to leave with a mom that's listening?
I just want to say, as a stay home mom, find your purpose, send your goals, and do what is best for your unique circumstances, whether to be a career woman or a stay-at-home mom. Choose what is best and pursue that. It will give you satisfaction. Thank you so much.
Amen and amen. Choose it and it will give you satisfaction. Thank you so much, Mama. Until we chat again next time, may God keep you and bless you.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.